did the first of the second group, which is the beginning of the relationship with Hashem, which is the ikka that you have to daven to Hashem and that you can't be mevakesh from anyone else. You have to daven to him. No expectations of getting anything other than from Hashem. Okay, that was it's like the tail end of the first kutsa, which relates to Hashem. We're now going to start the sixth of the Ikarim, which starts the kutsa dealing with Torah. Nevuah Moshe, the Nevi'im, Amitas of Torah, eternity of Torah, and that's the means that a person merits to arrive at and attain Tchias HaMaisim. It's only through Torah. You have to know that. That it's only through Torah that a person will be Zoche Tchias HaMaisim, either by learning Torah or supporting Torah. A person wants to connect to Tchias HaMaisim, it's only through two things. You tell all your friends out there, okay, that don't learn Torah, if they want to make a Tchias HaMaisim, they have only one option. Either start learning or start giving money to Torah. No other way. There is no other way. Only through Torah. Ha'ikar ha'shishi, ani ma'amin b'le shleima shekol divrei nevi'im emes. Anu ma'aminim shebiyecholet ha'adam agash melitromem ledarga kol gavur shebitl agash v'shilaton ha'seichel ad ha'choyme ad she'edobik b'kosh bohu v'kimo b'menu shefen of work. We didn't have an imuna that it is in a person's ability to elevate himself so much and to nullify any connection with the physical world and to rule with the seichel so much that the seichel will rule over the choyme so much that he can cleave to Hashem in such a way that he can receive from Hashem nevuah. That basically is the Masilis Yeshorim. If you want to do this, you have to get Shili. Huh? And so? So much. I hope I don't disturb him, but whatever, we're doing it for you. So, oh, that's the Masilis Yeshorim. You want to become a novice, you've got to go through the 10 stages of the Masilis Yeshorim. Go through the 10 steps to the book. אנו מאמינים שכל מה שנביא ישראל קיבלו מנבואותם קום אס השם מן השמיים. We believe, Rabbi Muna, that everything that the Levim got, they got from Hashem מן השמיים. והם אמס ויוצר שהשם מעניג את העולם ויודע מה ההוויה ומה היו ומה עושים לא יצא. Hashem runs the world, he knows what was, what will be and what is. ואם הוא יודע את העושה להתרחש לנביאוי, if he hands over the knowledge of the future to his Nevi'im, then it's going to happen. Hashem tells the Nevi'im it's going to happen. Gam kol ha-mitzvah shenem le-Nevi'im heim ha-mitzvah bli shum doifim. All the mitzvahs that were given to the Nevi'im are completely emesik. Kamo shanu mevarchim achrei ha-haftorah, like we say every week after the haftorah. Ne'emon ata Hashem Elokeinu ve-ne'emonim divarecho, your words are ne'emonim, ve-dove echa and nothing of your words were ever going to become back empty. Why do we say that after Nevi'im, after Avtaira? Because that's Nevi'ah. We want to know that this which we've just read is this is Nevi'ah, this is Taira, and it's from Hashem. By the way, you have to know there's a klal. Those nevuahs that were for things not good to happen can be mevatled if we do tshuva. They don't have to be makai. Promises of good can never be mevatled. Promises of not good, the not pleasant path to Mashiach, can be mevatled by tshuva. Okay, that's a klal Donald Batoira. So Hashem promises something's going to happen. If it's a not good thing, it doesn't have to happen. We can stop it. If we don't doesn't stop it, it's going to happen. Which means if you don't do tshuva, then that which the Navi said is going to happen, it's going to happen. Yirmiyahu Navi prophesied that by Sabina she's going to be destroyed. That doesn't mean it was mukhra. We could have done tshuva and stopped it. But when Hashem promises in the Nevi'im a good thing, then it has to happen. There's nothing that can stop it. It's the clock. No. Question? I don't know. I can't remember. It's a doll somewhere. I don't know where it is. Doll. I don't remember. Where do we see it? But the klal you do it, the very klal you do it. You ask me where's the klal of the Gemara, I don't know where the Gemara is. The klal you do it though. You've never heard the klal before? I'll also set this off and it'll tell you straight away. Anybody else? I have a sneaky feeling to go in Megillah, I don't know why, but I think that's what I thought. I don't know. If you've understood that correctly, then.
Yeah.
If you remember, Kiva said, until I saw this nevuah, I didn't believe that one. So is it not Aquarius until then? No, that's not Chat. I mean, all the Mephoshim discussed at length. What do you mean, Rebbe Kiva? Rebbe Kiva didn't believe the nevuah of the redemption until he saw the nevuah of the Churban? It's impossible to understand Chat like that. What's Pshat there? Okay, that needs a head for exactly what's Pshat there, all right. Haika Shvi, ani ma'amin ben Shleim Shavuos Bar Shenevuos Moshe Rabbeinu Avashalom Haisa Amitis. Okay, we've just now said that all the Divrei Nevi'im Emes. Now we add another dimension that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was Emes. Okay, what's the big deal? He wasn't obvious. So why do we need another? Why Moshe Rabbeinu gets special treatment here? Yeah. Veshuaya Avle Nevi'im. He was the Avle Nevi'im. Lakaidmim Lafana Vulaboy Macharov. Means he was the Av of the Nevi'im that came before him and those that came after him. So what does this mean? Shenevuos Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom Ha'is Amitis. We just said all the Nevi'im were Amitis. So Avada Kolshek came, Moshe Rabbeinu, not Kolshek came. Who had been the Moshe Rabbeinu? He was an Avi. He was Av Nevi'im. So is that Nevi'im or Emes? So I have a meaning that he wasn't Emes? And that's an Ikka. Means you can believe that all the Nevi'im are Emes. You're a little bit something that Moshe Rabbeinu, you're a case of the Ikka. Like an apple. The Havdil by Nevuos HaNevi'im Shea Tamaso Etzel Bnei Israel Rak La'achas Shea Nevuos Hit Kaimoy Lumezois Nevuos Moshe Rabbeinu V'Shalom Hit Amaso B'ma Sheroi Kol Yisrael Be'ineyem Aruchnias Keitzet Moshe Rabbeinu Makabel Nevuos Meis Haboiris Barach Ba'asina. What's the difference, he says here? All the other Nevi'im that they had Tamaso Etzel Bnei Israel, the verification of their Nevuah only took place after the Nevuah was Makayim. I mean, he gave Nevuah. Fine, we believe that he's telling the truth, but it only gets verified after it happens. Correct? When you see what he did, then you know it. Okay? It gets verified. Mashen Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was verified by what Kalishan themselves saw with their own eyes. They saw Kaviyachal Moshe Rabbeinu receiving his Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So why is that such a big difference? Why should that make such a difference? Nimtzeh Kol Yisrael Ayu Eidim Nevuos Moshe Rabbeinu V'Shalom. The whole of Klal Yisrael, the Dor HaMidbar, were Eidim to the Nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu got. You didn't need anything else to come along and happen to verify the authenticity of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. You have to know that when a Navi got Nevuah, all the other Navim in that generation also got the same Nevuah. There was a verification process. They didn't get it with the same clarity, they didn't get it like, you know, first hand, but when a Navi got Nevuah, all the other Navim around, there were times where there were millions of Navim in Klal Yisrael. All the Navim got the same Nevuah. No Navi could get up and say, I had a Nevuah. Another, no one ever heard. When God got up and said, I got a Nevuah, other Navi knew that he had that Nevuah. Okay. There's much more to be said about the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, and we'll see as we go along. A lot of different amazing approaches to this. You ever heard of Yaakov Weinberg's Shemon? You heard them? Yankers? Shemon, you didn't do many Korean? Come on. From Yaakov Weinberg, that's all Shemon on the You'd Give Me Korean. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay. We'll try and bring some of it when we do it more in depth. We'll try and bring a lot of the special on this one. Of the Likud of what was Moshe Rabbeinu's uniqueness and why Moshe Rabbeinu, what's Mukhrach? That you have to have an Avanovi. Why do you have to have an Avanovi? Why is that Mukhrach? To say all the Nevim are MS. Moshe Rabbeinu is good. So all the Nevim. Why do you have to have Moshe Rabbeinu as a cloud? The Moed the Kasherim on that with Yaakov Andrew. Rishua Ya'av Le'Nevim, Le'Koyim Le'Fon Avoyim Acharav, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kitzromam Le'Dalg, Rubo Yoyis Mikol Yet Nevim. Moshe Rabbeinu elevated, was elevated on a much higher level than all the other Nevim, that we know. How do we know that? Because he was Taira. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah brought into the world Cham Shechum Shetaira. The Anavim didn't bring in Cham Shechum Shetaira. The Darg of Tanakh is a much lower level. We know Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah brought a completely different Messiah into the world than what other Nevim brought into the world. In fact, had it not been for the Chet HaMaran and the Chet HaEgel, there wouldn't have been the rest of Tanakh. Yeah, what does the Gemara say? We have only one Sefer out of the Sefer Torah. Yeshua. If Mashiach came when it was supposed to come, at the traditional not sin, you would have had the five books of Moses and Sefer Yeshua. It would have been Kula Torah Kula. So Avada Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was on a different darga because it was able to bring Torah into the world. Other Nevim didn't bring Sefer Torah into the world. Moshe Rabbeinu, to remember the darga of who is the Nevuah? Who bitten the gamre is habachinas hagufni sheloi? The Nekra Isha Elohim, he nullified all his physical aspects whatsoever. 40 days was in Shemaim, not eating and drinking and sleeping. No connection to the physical at all. That's why it's called Moshe, no? Why do we call Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe Rabbeinu? Why do we call him what his mother called him? What did his mother name him? Tuvia! V'ya yochemet ezao ki tayin. The Korosh Moed Israel Tuvia. Why do we call him Moshe? Does Pharaoh's daughter named him Moshe? Listen to the chat, it's Nifla. Maral explained that why was he called Moshe? Because she drew him out of the water. She drew him out of the water, so she called him Moshe. No, interesting name, but she could call him a lot of other things, yeah? She found him in a basket, so call him basket. Yeah, wait, you know what I'm saying? There are a lot of things going on when she found Moshe Rabbeinu. It explains like this. All Batya could understand about Moshe Rabbeinu was that he was taken out of water. Water is a symbol of physicality. It's also a symbol for Torah, but water is the most physical thing in the world. Because it's not shape of itself. Things in the world are made up of two things, right? Form and matter. The more matter, the less form, the more gashmis. The more form, the less matter, the more ruchnis. Correct? Water has no form of its own. It's kulu chumrius. The physical thing you can get. What is Moshe? Drawn out of the water. She couldn't understand what that was, or she couldn't understand what he wasn't. He was something that has no shaykhus to physicality. That's what she understood. What is that? She can't understand that. But Yayochemet is the or, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the or, the light that Hashem created, Hashem in my gracious, which he hid away because the Rishonim, Hashem does not roy that light should be, and he put it away for the tzidkim of the Yossi Lavo. That light is Hashem hid away, the or of God who shone when Moshe Rabbeinu came into the world. The same or that Hashem saw that he hid away. Yochemet understands what that is, Lamaisa. What is something that is no Shaykh Shigashmir? That's Ora Gonu. She knows what to call it. Batya doesn't know what that is. She can only tell you what it isn't. So she calls him Moshe. We live in a world where we're not Zaykh to the Ora Gonu. So all we can say about Moshe Rabbeinu is he has no Shaykh to the physical world. He was Kulu Ruchni. What is that? That's Ora Gonus, it's hid away, so we call you Moshe. When Mashiach comes and the Ora Gonus is revealed again, we understand what that is, we can go back to calling him Tuvia.
very often the only way you can define something is by saying what it's not. You can't say what it is. We don't have words to explain what that is. We don't know what anything in the world that doesn't have shaykhus to physicality is. We can't understand that. Everything in the world is physicality. We can't understand something that's kulu ruchni. So what do we call it? By what it's not. Not by what it is. So that's Moshe. That's Moshe too. Nifla. Nifla Moshe. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu is called Isha Elokim. He's a man, but he's a God. Is any one other person that has the same kind of description as Yishmael? Yishmael has a similar description. Yishmael has Hashem's name in his name. Yishmael Kael, that's his name. He has an aspect of Hashem. It's called Adam. It's a very dangerous enemy because he has a godly aspect to him. And not the posh. Machmazeh, who kibble nevuah beramah gevuah yosef kol hanavim, because he was totally detached from the physical world, he got a different level of prophecy. The verse Moshe Rabbeinu v'shalem hu bebechinas av. His nevuah is bebechinas av. What does it mean av? Anybody's learned a bit of Gemara for a few weeks understands av doesn't mean daddy. Av means the shayrish, the beginning. The primary principle. You see what that means here. Nevuah HaKolele says, Kol Yet Nevuah Sanavir. What is an av? An av that contains within him all the children that are going to come out of him. Correct? Where did the Shvatim come from? Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov contains within him the potential for all the Shvatim. Moshe Rabbeinu contains within him all the Nevuah that was going to come and it came before. That's why it's called av. Yet in a vim kiblu gov and musuyami nevuah kanele shom Moshe Rabbeinu. Each Navi just got that aspect which was shaykh to him from Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, but it was all by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the same as the Torah we learned today. All the Torah we learned today was kailah in all the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu brought into the world. Okay. Therefore we have to know, and we have to go into this in much more depth. This is a very important yesod, the different level of Torah as opposed to Tanakh, as opposed to Nach, Moshe Rabbeinu's uniqueness and the unique aspect of the Torah he brought into the world. So that's the first one is all the Nevi'im HaEmes, and Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah being on a different Daag Elagamra. Ha'ika Shmini, I remember in Shleimah Shekola Torah Amotsu Ata B'yadayni Hiyan Asuna L'Moshe Rabbeinu Avashalom. We believe that the entire Torah we have today is given to Moshe Rabbeinu Atzilah. It doesn't say Atzilah, it says I'm assuming Moshe Rabbeinu Atzilah. Shekol HaTorah Motzu Ata B'yadayinu. Anu Ma'aminim Lo Rak Shemoshe Rabbeinu Haya Novi. We don't just believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi. The Lo Rak Shel Torah Shemoshe Rabbeinu Motzu Libnei Yisrael B'midbar Hi Me'at Hashem. And we don't only believe that the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu handed over to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar came from Hashem. That we know. Ela Shegam Kol HaTorah Motzu Ata B'yadayinu. But we go even further and we say the entire Torah that we have today. Kol Eis B'Sefer Torah Nosen Ba'oron HaKodesh B'Mekomeinu B'Zman HaZeh Hi Me'at Hashem. That every Kutzah Shel Yud in the Sefer Torah, when he sits down and writes the Sefer Torah, that's what Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, what about Torah Shabbat Peh? What about Gemara? He doesn't mention it though. He just says the Sefer Torah. But the pashtus is the many makaris that say that every Rebbe Kiva Eger and every Reboch Beh and every Chiddush you're going to say was all given to Moshe Rabbeinu. But at least we have to know that the Torah that we have, the Sefer Torah we have, that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. HaTorah Motzu V'Dayna Nemor Al Moshe Rabbeinu M'Pi HaGvura. That Torah that we have today was sent to Moshe Rabbeinu from Hashem. V'shelo nichnas shum shinel ma shemos Hashem l'Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu, that's exactly what we have today. There was no changes made. Not by Moshe, nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu was such an accurate, was such a perfect conduit that none of Moshe Rabbeinu interfered in the Nevuah. The Bonham explained that what was so unique about Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was that it wasn't even Moshe Rabbeinu in the picture. It was Kulu Hashem. When Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, it wasn't even him speaking. When the Nevi'im spoke, they spoke what they heard from Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even interfere in that. When Moshe Rabbeinu got up to speak, it was Hashem speaking mitoch groyne. It was Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get involved, he wasn't interfering at all. It's part of Hadar. You're happy to someone's beginning in the way tonight. We say to sort of like try to help Hashem more than necessary. Rosh Hashanah is able to get out of the way 100%. And a gamma tarish about pekulu. Oh, kafisha matsu biyadeinu. That we have today, where'd you find it? It's not the posh, right? The tarish about pe that Hashem's a meshu by Nansana, where'd you find it? Kuli tarish emes, kafisha namsu la moshu mashem. Moshu gave Hashem, where'd you find that tarish about pe that emes and Hashem gave Moshu mashem? The tarish of biksava, no. You open up and say for Torah. Where'd you find the tarish about pe? Not the Pasuk, not the Pasuk. That's the Rambam. That's the Rambam in that Dhamma to the Mishnah Torah. If you learn the Rambam in that Dhamma to the Mishnah Torah, where is Torah Shabbat Be'er today? So Pasuk, you're right. It's what we call Mishnayas, but it includes a lot more. In order to be Yosef the Chiyah today to know Torah Shabbat Be'er, not Gemara. Gemara is another subject. You need to come out of it. Torah Shabbat Be'er in the summer today, you'd have to learn. You'd have to go through the entire Yad HaChazakah, together with Shulchan Aruch, Moshe Kalim, the Summer Dance and Mishnah Brewer, and the later day Poiski. That's where Torah Shabbat Pei is. Called Dinei Divra Torah. That's what Rambam defines it. The Rambam says, and it ought to be like the Chiv of Torah Shabbat Pei, all you need to learn is Rambam. Correct? That's what Rambam says. All you need to do is learn Ma Sefer and Tanakh. There were people that misunderstood that Rambam stopped learning Gemara. The Rambam refers to these three parts to Torah. There's Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Pei, and Gemara. Gemara is not Torah Shabbat Pei. It's another subject. Torah Shabbat Pei is what was what we refer to as Mishnah. Mishnah, not Mishnah Rebbe Anos. That's where it got encapsulated. But before even Anos made the Mishnah, there was a thing called Mishnah. That's where it is. But it has to be updated all the time. So the Rambam came along and said, if you learn our Sefer, you use your chiv to know Torah Shabbat Pei. So you can either learn the Mishnah according to Rebbe Anos, or according to Rebbe Moshe Ben Maimon. You choose. But whichever way you do it, you've got to update it. Which means in order to know Torah Shabbat Pei according to the Mishnah, according to what we have Mishnah, you have to do a lot of learning. And someone goes through Shas, Poiskim, all the way down to the Late Day Poiskim. Or you can do it to the Rambam. If you're Ashkenazi, you have to add in a few of Ashkenazi Poiskim as well, in order to know Torah Shabbat Pei. Not so simple. And you have a chiv to know it, by the way, the Rambam says. You have to know every word of Torah Shabbat Pei. Gemara, you have to learn Kol Yomo. No, not according to the Rambam. And not according to Rabbeinu Tam, that we passed in like a Jewish knee. There are three parts to Torah. The Torah Shabbat Pei, Torah Shabbat Pei, which you have a chiv to know. And then there's a thing called Gemara, which you have to be Isaac Bo Kol Yomo. And the Rambam says you have to divide your learning into shlish, shlish, shlish. Shlish for Torah Shabbat Pei, shlish for Torah Shabbat Pei, and a shlish for Gemara. You see that Gemara is not Torah Shabbat Pei. Rabbeinu Tam and the Shulchan Aruch, we pass in like that, says you have a kind shlish, 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 by learning Talmud Bavli. That's how we pass, and that's how we learn today. We don't learn like the Rambam. According to Rambam, you're learning 9 hours a day. A third of that time is you have to learn Chumash, Tanakh. A third of the time you have to learn Mishnah, whatever that is. And a third of the time you have to be learning Gemara. Until you know Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Pei, then you have to learn Gemara all the time. And just set aside time not to forget Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Pei. That's the Rambam. You know, because I once gave a share on this. It might even be on the web. I think there's a share in on our website that I gave on this whole studio. The studio went long neglect. We pass it like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam trained us on the Rambam. He says that today we makan the chiyuv of shlish, shlish, shlish by learning Talmud Bavli. That's why you need to go to the world learning Talmud Bavli. But you have to still know it. You have to make sure that you know Tanakh and that you know Torah Shabbat Pei. So Yaakov Weinberg asked a very penetrating question. You have a chiyuv to know Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Pei, and you have a chiyuv to learn Gemara. What's the hesitant to start learning Gemara till you know Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Pei? How can the Rambam say shlish, shlish, shlish? You should first divide the time 50-50. When you don't see the chiyuv of Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Pei, then start learning Gemara. And he says from there you see that it's impossible to understand Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Pei if you don't learn Gemara.
Get a whole share on what's important with learning Gemara. If you can't understand Torah Shabbat Pei Torah Shabbat, you learn Gemara. How you going to learn Gemara? How are you going to learn Chumash without Rashi? By the way, knowing Torah Shabbat Pei, this is why we're on the subject, let me see with this. But if you learn Gemara Chumash Rashi, that's not Torah Shabbat Pei. Torah Biksav. That's Gemara. According to Raman's definition, that's Gemara. Torah Shabbat Biksav means branches borrow Elohim Meshach Mai Vesar. The minute you put Rashi in, you're not learning Torah Shabbat Biksav anymore. You're learning Gemara. Rashi's Gemara. Which is, if you're learning the art scroll Chumash, you're learning Gemara, not Torah Shabbat Biksav. Because it translates it using Rashi's translation. I mean Rashi's Pshat. The art scroll Chumash is translated using Rashi. So if you use the English art scroll, you're not learning Torah Shabbat Biksav, you're learning Gemara, which is a good thing to do. I'm not saying I'll do it, but you're not being Yoshi Yochim of knowing Torah Shabbat Biksav. It's according to the fine tunings of Halacha. You have to learn Hilchos Talmud Torah, no? You want to get married, you want to learn Hilchos Nishos. You want to buy the Esrog, you want to learn Hilchos Esrog. You want to learn Torah, you want to learn Hilchos Talmud Torah. You don't know what you're doing. Tanakh, Mishnah, huh? Which Mishnah are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, that's Mishnah. Don't mistake Mishnah with Mishnah. Mishnah is called Dinah Midivra Torah that Hashem gave us to learn on Shabbat. The way we have it encapsulated today in its form is in Mishnah. But in order to have that all and to bring it out, you have to know what you're doing. You have to go into the lake today, please. That's what Rabbi Tam says. Don't talk about it. You got everything in you. Raman says, just learn my paper. You got everything you need. But that's only for 37 to stop there. Raman still says, you're going to be Isaac for tomorrow. Call your mom. When Rav Vilna Gaon in his later days was only learning from a safer Torah and a Shimon Tishori, when did he stop learning Gemara? No, when he was opening up a safer Torah, he was learning Gemara. That's why the Shala, when a woman should learn Gemara Rashi or Gemara, I mean Chumash Rashi, Chumash Ramban, if any person knows, it's also for a woman to learn Chumash Ramban. Because it's Gemara, it's also for a woman to learn Gemara. What about Chumash Rashi? So then it's impossible to learn Chumash without Rashi. Chumash without Rashi is the problem of Chumash. You just take up a Chumash without any Rashi or whatever is boarding on Christianity. You can't. But you've got to know the word. You have to know the word, but you've got to learn Rashi. But more than Rashi, it's not the poshut. Not the poshut. In the school today, all the girls learn Chumash Rabbah. But they all point in the head of the class. What's the school? Okay. Maybe I've whet your appetite to learn the Rambam's Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah, which every Jew should learn. There's English translation, so there's no excuses. And maybe I've whet your appetite to learn a bit of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Simple bit of a locher that you're Isaac in Torah the whole day, that's your business. And we don't even know what you're doing. Tell a ploy, man. So where are we up to? We're up to stopping, I believe. Haika Shmini. All right, we'll do that again. We'll start with that again.